Well, take your Bibles this morning and go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Today's teaching is entitled, A Balanced Life. A Balanced Life. As you can see, we have our props here. We have this balance scale. So we have this balance scale here, and that will come into play when we look at the concept of walking worthy or worthily. So in Ephesians chapter 4, we'll start in verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I therefore, this wonderful book of Ephesians, you have so much beautiful doctrinal information in the first three chapters. And then this in chapter 4, it starts with, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the, see the word vocation? It means calling. That we would walk worthy of the calling wherewith you are called. And it's so wonderful. The word worthy is an adverb. So it's modifying or describing how we walk. We have been made worthy to be accepted by God, justified, sanctified, righteous by the work of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, in God's great plan of salvation and in his wisdom. This is talking about our walk. We've looked at so much what God has done for us in Christ Jesus in the last month or so. And that is the emphasis, what God has done, not so much what we do. But it's on Paul, the Apostle Paul's heart. He says, I beseech you. And that word beseech means, I lovingly beg you. I implore you. It was on the Apostle Paul's heart that we would walk worthy of the vocation or the calling wherewith we are called. And that calling is the high calling in Christ Jesus. And that's another day where we're going to get into the calling. But walking worthy. This word worthy is the Greek word axios. And it comes from the root word of to weigh. And to weigh with a balance scale. Here's an example of a balance scale. And in a balance scale, on one side you have the standard or the measured weight. I've got these little lead things that go on here. I'll spare you that today. That's the standard. And then whatever you're matching to the standard goes on the other side. And when they're in balance, then they match. They're in of equal weight. So this word axios or worthy, that's what that means. And when you look at our lives, when you look at the standard of what God has made us, who he has made us, the blessings of life, eternal life, and so much, that's the standard. And that our life would be in balance with that standard. That when you look at our lives, it should represent, oh, that's the standard in their lives, in our lives. So when it says, I beseech you, I lovingly beg you that you would walk worthy of the calling wherewith you are called, that who we've been called matches how we live. And it's not just actions. It starts from the inside. The Christian life always starts from the inside. Jesus Christ, when he was teaching on the Mount, when he was the Sermon on the Mount, he was very concerned about the inside, the heart, not just the outward actions. And so when our lives, starting with what's on the inside, coming out in our living, in our behavior, I guess you could say, but it starts from the inside, that it would be worthy or in balance with the calling wherewith we are called. And then it says, and how to do this, with all lowliness and meekness, with all humility and gentleness. That's how we would walk that way, with all humility and gentleness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another, and then it says the key thing, in love. Forbearing one another in love. It's very interesting when we do have that day where we're going to look at our calling. We've been called in one body. That's how we've been called. And we've been called to be, or who we are, is saints. Now, this endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, this is our life, where we're endeavoring, that means to with urgent diligence. That's what this word for endeavoring means. With urgent diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. To keep means to guard. To guard as something precious and cherished. To keep or guard, endeavoring to guard the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. It doesn't say to manufacture the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, but this is what we have. Let us guard it. And then you have this unity illustrated in all these ones. All these ones. All these ones, one body, one Spirit, one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father who is above all and through all and in you all. The ones. What do we have in common? What is our unity? It's not something that we have to make up. It's not something that we have to generate. It's not something that we have to manufacture or manipulate to have. It's something we've been given because of this organic oneness that we have in all these ones. Now, it's when we look at this walking, when it says walk, it's much more, obviously, you know, it's much more than just, you know, one foot in front of the other, but it's our life, the way we live. Our manner of behavior, our manner of life, that it would be worthy, that it would match who we've been made. So if you, the sum up the teaching, if you leave here today and go, I'm really not sure what the heck Jim was talking about, it was live who you are. You know, let it match. Let our lives match who we've been made. That's the sum up, and now we're going to get into some of the details, but don't want to lose the forest through the trees, right? That we live who we've been made, that the standard matches our life, or our lives match the standard, I mean, more accurately. Now, in the book of Ephesians, I would like to, for this the sake of time this morning, I'd like to read some of the walk verses, some of the living, the manner of living. In Ephesians 2, verse 2, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of the disobedience. You walked. You lived that way. Formerly. Still in chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained or prepared that we should walk in them. Ephesians chapter 4 was what we just read. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling wherewith you are called. Still in Ephesians chapter 4, look at verse 17. I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. That the manner of living, that's the walk, that we're not like other Gentiles, which do not have God, which do not have the hope, which do not have the gospel, which do not, at that time, eternal life. Chapter 5 of Ephesians. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. To walk in love. Our manner of life should be in love. To walk in love. You hear a lot about that. Well, walk in love, walk in love. It's an inside job that comes out when it's genuine. It's the same chapter, chapter 5, verse 8. For you were sometimes, or aforetime, darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Live who we are. You were darkness, but now you are light. Walk as children of the light. Same chapter, chapter 5. The urgency of the times. See then that you walk circumspectly, or diligently and accurately. I guess the best word translation would probably be exactly. That you walk accurately, exactly. Not as fools, but as wise. And the walking accurately or exactly would be according to the gospel. According to who God has made us. Redeeming the times, because the days are evil. So when we see this concept of walking worthy, it's to live in a manner worthy, and in Ephesians 4, where we were just at, in a manner that's worthy of the calling. I like old movies, and in this one movie, you had a serviceman who cut and run. Left his comrades in the soup, and he cut and run. It was a Civil War kind of thing. And the fellow said, your actions today are not, he wasn't worthy of the uniform that he was wearing by his actions of cowardice and leaving his comrades in arms out to dry. And when we look at our lives, it to be worthy of the calling that we have. And we'll see as we go through these walking worthy verses today. It's It's so wonderful, walking worthy of the calling, walking worthy of the gospel, walking worthy of the Lord, walking worthy of God, to live our lives who He has made us and according to the standard on the balance that our lives and our manner of living match the standard. So, if you got your Bibles, Philippians, let's turn to Philippians chapter 1. We won't see the word worthy, but we will see a word translated in the English that's from that Greek word axios, that is worthy. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, this is, only let your conversation or your manner of living be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. See that word becometh? That's that worthy word, that axios, to be in balance of the, with the standard. Let your conversation or your manner of life and living be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Be as it becometh the standard. Let it match the standard of the gospel of Christ. Turn with me to the book of Colossians. We're just going Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. And to get a running start of understanding, we'll start in verse 3. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. And it's a prayer. It's a prayer by the Apostle Paul, the same one that said, I beseech you, I lovingly implore you, I beg you to walk worthy of the calling wherewith you are called. The same heart is here. He's praying. He's praying for these wonderful saints. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have to all saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause, for this reason, since the day we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And then you have verse 10. That, why would you want to be filled with all knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding? That you might walk worthy of the Lord, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. When you think about the balance where the standard's here and here is our lives, when you think of to walk worthy of the Lord, how many of you have seen the movie Saving Private Ryan? You remember that scene towards the close of the movie? It's on the bridge, and I think it's Captain Miller. It was played by Tom Hanks. And he's been shot, and he is dying. And quite a few of the group set out to find Private Ryan were killed in their effort to save this last son of this family. I think, you know, multiple sons had been killed in the war already, and they did not want this last son of this family to die. And he kind of grabs like this, and he goes, "Earned this." Do you remember that scene? "Earned this." Basically, he was saying, you know, live a life that has been paid for by all the lives here. And as dramatic as that scene was, it pales in contrast to the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us and took upon himself the sin of the world and died a horrendous death, crucifixion, who was tortured, who was shamed, who was mocked, who was spit on, who was publicly executed. But he laid down his life for you and me. And, you know, we can never earn this. You know, Jesus Christ isn't saying to earn this. But what Paul is saying, hey, live your lives to match the standard of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ and his love for you. And how would we do that? We would love. That we would love. That we would follow after him in his ways. And I think of that. I can never earn this. But boy, I can appreciate that. And that walking worthy isn't out of a sense of I have to, it's out of duty, it's out of appreciation from the inside out. If I appreciate what Jesus Christ has done for me, true appreciation, and I value that, I would want to walk worthy or in balance with the standard that he set of the gospel. That we would walk worthy of our calling, that we would walk worthy of the gospel as it becomes the gospel we read in Philippians. And here, we would walk worthy of the Lord and the standard that he set. And the standard that he set is a standard of love. It's a standard of love. That we would be imitators of him. And we're going to go to the last walk worthy axios verse, and that's in the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. And in chapter 2, in this beautiful epistle to the Thessalonians, this 1 Thessalonians, the chapter 2 is all about Paul saying, you know what we were like to you guys. We weren't out for our own gain. We weren't out. We loved you. We wanted the gospel for you. You know how we were unto you. And the verse before is, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his children, that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom in glory. Oh, chapter 2, verse 12. I am sorry. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We'll go in verse 11 again. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. So when we looked at this today, this walking worthy, that we would walk worthy or in balance to the standard of our calling, the standard of the gospel, the standard of the Lord, the standard of God. We've been called unto His kingdom and glory. You know, when you look at some of these similarities in some of these verses, you know, with all humility and gentleness to walk worthy with that, you see a lot of things that are similar in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the. It's not things to enter into the kingdom. It's the ways of the kingdom. The ways of the kingdom. That we will walk that way, think that way, love that way, be that way. And our lives matter. Our manner of living matters. It matters to God. And it matters to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it matters to the church. It does matter. It's not like, hey, let us sin that grace may abound. No, no. And you see the Apostle Paul's heart in these epistles, all written by Paul. We haven't been left without help in doing this. In Philippians chapter 2, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He is giving us His Spirit that we may be helped in our living in a manner worthy of this. He has given us His Word that all Scripture is given, God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And we've also been given the love of Christ. And that's where I'd like to close today. And that's in the book of 2 Corinthians. And that's where we're going to close. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. When it comes to this walking in balance, our life being in balance with the standard of our calling, the standard of the gospel, the standard of our Lord, the standard of our God. When we look at this help that we have in living this, verse 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, for the love of Christ constrains us, it compels us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. If we thus judge, we have, that's the love of Christ. It's not our love for Christ. It's His love for us. When we recognize that, when we appreciate that, it will help us to live a life in a manner that's in balance with the standard. Remember, we're not living our lives to be worthy. No, no, no. We can never do that. Jesus Christ lived and died for that. He has made us worthy. We just live who we are. Be who we are. You know? And what a blessing it is that we can have this balanced life, and we have help doing that by God, His Word, and the love of Christ. Amen.